This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The three ball from Jimmy. No, Ant's got the rebound. Hit ahead. Randall's ahead of the field. Breakaway. Two-headed slam. Dunk. The Wolves now lead by 21 with just over 4 minutes left.
Did not get drama in my new favorite postseason. Derek Holland putting out the poll question, by the way, yesterday, of what is your favorite postseason in all of sports. Get you those updated results here. And just actually, I'll just go ahead and do it right now. MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, and he got 1,400 votes. And the National Hockey League for postseason drama led the way as the most entertaining playoffs. 44%, then NFL 34%, baseball 14%, and my NBA this year, a lowly 6% in dead last.
Yeah, I think when it, like for me, it's
Holland's
like,
followers, though.
He led the witnesses with his, because he's like, I personally say hockey, so he led the witnesses.
Because for me, it's like, all right, so if it's a team where I have an interest in all four, let's say I have a team in, it's easily baseball for me.
Okay.
If I don't have an interest, you know, I like the NFL is the easy one to say, because we all, like, everybody watches the NFL, and it's just very easy to watch a team. But, like, you know, the intensity of the NHL playoffs is so high. Like last night, I was like, all right, I mean, you know, I was watching Vegas and Edmonton last night. You know, it was a great series. It's 2-0, but those games have been tremendous.
Yeah, this is it's funny. The NHL playoffs, we were talking about this last week while you were out. I think the NHL playoffs is the number two in all of sports when it comes to the influx of audience when it hits playoff time. The only thing that's bigger to me is probably March Madness. Like, in terms of March Madness pulls in more people to watch the playoffs when they didn't watch the regular season. But hockey, like, has a dedicated fan base that just says, like, hey, playoff hockey, I really enjoy watching it, even if I don't watch it regularly during the season. And well, so it is a pull.
You did not get NBA drama last night because Steph Curry is out for a week. The Anthony Edwards gets hurt in the Wolves game with another ankle injury, but he does come back. But Minnesota still cruises to even up that series.
And, like, home teams, the two home teams in the West kind of, like, all right, look, you got me game one. You got me game one. This was the given. This was the automatic game two that the teams in the West got and the teams in the East didn't get.
So odds open Sunday night with the Warriors plus 150 and the Wolves minus 170. Current odds before last night's win gave the Wolves a 68% chance of winning the series.
Golden State's got to, their number one goal right now. We just got to win one at home.
Well, let me see Jimmy Dog.
Yeah.
I knew yesterday, I bet the under on Jimmy's points. I ended up losing at underdog, thinking Anthony Edwards would go over like 22 points, 23 points. He ended up with 20, screwed me. But I knew Jimmy, Nick Harris, would not step up as the one that he is not. You'll get it here and there. You'll get it here and there. But Jimmy Butler better score 30 in game three.
He's going to have to.
He was making excuses last night. I was calling him. I called Nick last night, like, as the game was just getting underway. I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, nothing. Just watching Jimmy have to basically shoulder an entire load by himself with absolutely no help. I'm like, dude, come on. Yeah. Wait, Curry dropping out should not just make them look completely inept. He's like, well, no one else is scoring right now. I don't know what Jimmy's supposed to do.
The drama came after the game. after Draymond Green picked up his fifth technical foul of the postseason. He's already got five techs, seven is a one-game suspension, and this is the
Played nine games. They played nine games to get the tech every other game?
Well, Draymond says there's a reason for it.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
You're not an angry black man. You're just a D. Like, you're a jerk. And you have a consistent problem with wild elbows and knees and foot. Like, he's always hitting somebody.
That was a flail.
His arms have extended so many times throughout these playoffs. Yeah. He could have been called for more techs and more flagrant ones with the arms flailing to hit people in the face. This makes me have even less respect for him. I don't even give this a second. I'm not even going to ask the question if this is true because it's so desperate and it's so lame. What an eye roll it's generated for me. It's get out of here.
Completely lame. I mean, he's trying to. I mean, there are real racial problems that you don't need to manufacture them to make yourself look better. You're just a jerk. You're not angry. You're just a jerk. It's that simple.
I thought the first couple times I was watching the replay, I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe he is just kind of, that didn't look that bad. And then they showed, like, the reverse angle from behind Draymond Green. And when you see that, it's like, oh, no, he's 100% swinging his elbow out to hit him in the face.
So pitchers have an out pitch. That's his offensive move. His out move is the arms flailing. Oh, my God. And then the surprise. Oh, I didn't do anything wrong.
It's the opposite of Reggie Miller. Reggie would kick out the feet. Draymond kicks out the arms. He's a Detroit Piston bad boy. That's what he is. He's just in the wrong era.
Yeah, I think
here's the thing, though. I don't know if anyone can beat up Draymond Green in the entire NBA. Like, I think Draymond would beat anybody in a fight.
James Johnson. That's the one. But that's probably, like, the one.
Yeah.
It would be it. But, yeah, the most offensive thing he said there is, I'm a great basketball player. He's not a great basketball player and hasn't been for a long time.
I used to fight with Bask about that for a long, long time. Mike always valued. Draymond's a fascinating argument. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. But that's a discussion for another day. 1-1. That series tied. Paul Pierce tried to prove that he walked to work yesterday after the Celtics lost game two. Nice touch. Getting rolled into the studio in the wheelchair. That was a really, really nice touch. And then he tweeted out his steps difference for the day. Somehow Kevin Garnett was just driving in California and stopped and said, What are you walking for? What are you doing out here, Paul? So I don't know if I'm buying that he made the entire walk, but that was a nice touch. More of a bet payoff than that little spineless loudmouth Chris Russo and what he said that he was going to do.
Was it where he was going to wear a bathing suit or something like that? Bikini?
Banana hammock, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But New York Knicks prices are off the chain.
They are crazy right now. They are over. Just the resale, the get-in-the-door price, the cheapest ticket for Game 3 is up to $600. The cheapest price for Game 3 on the resale market. That is, like, insane because, you know, going into Game 3, you expect if you're a Knicks fan, you are best 1-1. Now you're 2-0. The cheapest ticket is $600.
I want to see if y'all can guess what Vegas is doing now with these series. This is from Bet Online. The road team won the first six games of the playoffs. And their manager said, in my 20 years, I can't recall round two where we've seen road teams get so lucky, but be so good, and the upsets have been great for the book. So, Indiana, Cleveland. Bobby Belt, you start off.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the favorite to win the series?
I'm going to say it's Cleveland.
Buzz in, Pepe.
Damn it.
Minus 185 for the Pacers.
That's my next guess.
Series series odds open with Cavs minus 500 and Pacers plus 385. Right now, there's a 65% chance that the Pacers win the series. Knicks, Boston, RJ Choppy.
The Knicks are our favorite.
Buzz him. The Celtics are minus 750 at Bet Online. It opened Celtics minus 750 and Knicks plus 535. Current odds give Boston a 53% chance of still winning this series.
Wow. So wait, what is their current odds to say?
The one I have right now, although I just literally got an email from Jimmy Shapiro from Bet Online. So maybe they're changing things up, but it said minus 535 for the Knicks. Weren't they the favorite to win the championship or the East?
The Celtics were the favorite to win the East still. Yeah. They were plus like 150.
Denver OKC. RJ.
OKC.
OKC minus 500. Bobby, Warriors, Wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves, the slight favorite before last night at minus 210. And the favorite to win the championship overall, OKC at 5-4. Boston 4-1. Cavaliers 8-1. So that's where we stand right now with the NBA playoffs that have been crazy so far. RJ just referenced it. Is this a possible, probable future Stars opponent?
Perry now to McDavid with room. Gets in over the line across. Right side up. Scores! Leon Draisaitl ends the game in overtime. 5-4. Oilers win. And they're up 2-0 in this second round series.
Let me correct something real quick with the odds from Bet Online, who just sent me the update. Series odds open Celtics minus 750. Right now it's Boston minus 115. New York minus 105. So that's okay. Where we're falling.
All right.
So which one's the favorite there? Minus 115?
Yes.
Okay.
Minus 115 is the favorite.
I think it's still a 53% chance.
Yeah. But this series, the Edmonton-Vegas, these have been two tremendous games. And Vegas has blown. Well, they blew the first game. They were up 2-0 really early. But this is just Edmonton has the two best players on the ice. It's that simple. As good as Mark Stone has been for Vegas, he has been. But if they win the cup, he's your Conn Smythe guy right now, Mark Stone, for me, if Vegas does. But they're down 2-0 in the series. He's been tremendous in this series. He's been tremendous in the playoffs. But this is right now, it's been about Edmonton and the fact that they have some superstars on the ice.
And we got a Conn Smythe update yesterday.
Yep. So we have a new favorite, and that new favorite, Mikko Rantanen, baby. He is the new favorite to win the Conn Smythe. He's second to Connor McDavid. Last week, it was like Connor was plus 700 and Mikko was plus 900. Mikko is the runaway favorite right now. Not only are the Stars the overall favorites to win the Cup and the overall favorites to win the West, but Mikko went from like plus 900. He is now plus 350. So he's 3-1, 3.5-1. And McDavid is 7.5-1. Nobody else, you know, the next Stars guy is Ottinger at 18-1.
Mikko makes the most sense. I mean, the dude's like dominated in a way that we haven't seen before.
He should win it now, even if the Stars never win another game. He should win it.
All right, during Ask Reddit on Tuesdays, Bobby has been asking your number one revenge song, your number one FU song. What's the most hardcore song that you love or that's ever been created? And my answer is always the same. And Bobby took that song as the inspiration to get the Stars ready for game two tonight.
Bobby.
Face off, puck is dropped, and you've lost the game. Winnipeg is the dregs, and your goalie's lame. He claims to be the best, hella bucks a sieve. A walking empty net, y'all are f***ed a bit. Plus Robo on the ice and about to get going. Are these jets from Winnipeg, or are they really from Boeing? We score with Rantanen while we're dancing, all you fools. You just can't win, keep on chanting like some tools. Cause Otter's cool, Canada dumb, keep thinking you'll be 51. Cause your dumbass sucks, tree-hugging hippies. We'll stay at 50. Carney, go build another safe space. Quick to snatch Corona masks off your face. For God's sake, we'll go and get this settled on the ice. Helly's eyes will really shift tonight. Jets on power play, that to kill. Dallas probably get a shorty still. You know, see, Helly's lost when the puck is dropped. Worth the cost, Mikko can't be stopped. You start fast, but you chumps couldn't win it. Now you're about to feel the wrath of the finish. Mikko will win the cup.
Oh,
dude.
The finish.
You're finish, you like
the
that?
Finland.
Yes. Yeah, he's a finish.
Yes, the finish.
A walking empty net.
That's the line.
The Boeing, the shorty. Bobby, that was fantastic.
I didn't even pick up on the walking empty net. It's great. The Boeing line got me.
So good.
That got me.
So good. Bobby Belt getting it done, and I guess we're getting no return fire from the nosebleeds. Zach Wolchek decided to go to on a cruise.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, can you clap back 7 years later? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well done. Bobby Roberto Belt getting it done. Stars. Game two this evening with different announcers, RJ.
Oh, yeah. We got Brendan Burke, Darren Pang. We got Panger. We got Panger tonight, baby.
What does the playmaker Michael Irvin think about the Cowboys' new receiver and our final Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway of the week next during the commercial-free expressway? Don't go anywhere. Sean and RJ continuing right here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
We are commercial free during the expressway with our final Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway of the week coming up momentarily. Then we'll have the junk drawer, and then the color analyst for the Winnipeg Jets will join us at 8 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. What does the playmaker Michael Irvin think about the Cowboys' brand new receiver on FS1?
It's a freak out. He can make plays that very few people that ever put on a pair of shoulder pads and helmet can make. You add that to what the Dallas Cowboys have right now. It is what I have sat there. It's what I have talked about. And obviously, they over there were watching me because they got exactly what we need. We're back in the fight. You ain't got to ask me the question, does this put them back in the fight? We're back in the fight.
We're back in the fight.
In the fight.
So there's playmaker.
I mean, he look,
and I agree with him, by the way.
Yeah, it's no surprise that Michael would love a type of, first of all, a receiver, yep, but also a type of player that George Pickens is. I mean, that's, look, receivers. I think receivers would gravitate and point to him, and be like, all right, you know what? That's one of us. Like, that's one of us. He's got because I do believe to be a receiver, a great receiver, you got to have a little diva in you. You got to have a little bit of a diva. And he can make plays. He's a big play guy. So I could absolutely see how Michael would love this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think he is, from just the draft they had where Booker kind of stabilizes some things on the offensive line. You feel like you got another dynamic pass rusher. You add George Pickens now. I mean, I think that there's enough here to say they have not just marginally improved. They're significantly better than they were at the end of last year, I think. And they're better equipped to contend for a playoff spot now than they were a month ago.
The only offensive question now is running back.
Yeah. And you may have an answer, you just don't know. You don't feel confident in it. But it may work. You just, there's not that's settled and I know it's working.
If the O-line is really good,
yep,
then they'll have a good running attack. Really, regardless. I mean, they'll have a better one, I should say.
It's very arrogant of you, I'd say.
I know. Yes, maybe it is.
That's what I've heard before.
So if I asked you to name the person on TV that loves this move the most, you probably would have easily guessed Michael Irvin. If I ask you to name the show or the person that is going to annoy you the most with their opinion on this, either network, who would it be or what show?
Orlovsky.
Okay.
Craig Carton.
Okay, well, I don't even count him as relevant.
LeSean McCoy.
Is he out of prison?
LeSean McCoy, Bobby. I was going to save this for the debut of Worst Take at 9, but there's going to be a lot of people who don't think this is a worst take. Shady was asked on FS1 whether George Pickens helps get Dak over the hump.
He's not getting over the hump. And it's not because of no George Pickens. I think George Pickens is a really, really good wide receiver. I would love for him to be on my team because that's how good he is. But it's not about him. It's about the quarterback. Let me tell y'all something, though, because y'all always talk about he needs help. And I was thinking about, like, all these years he's been playing with the Cowboys, they always seem to find him help. And it's not enough for some people. I don't know. But since Dak has been with the Cowboys, he's had 55 Pro Bowlers. That's the second most. That's a lot, man.
A lot.
Offense and defense, and he needs more help. Well, y'all talk about the NFC Championship game. The only thing that matters is that when we get in the playoffs, right, can number four do it? It's not going to be about no Michael Parsons because he's going to deliver. CeeDee Lamb, he's always going to deliver. George Pickens, I believe he's going to deliver. It's not about them. It's about number four. And I know y'all get mad when I talk like this, but I can't change the conversation that y'all want to hear.
All right. Yes, he's had a lot of Pro Bowlers. Yes, he's had help. The Cowboys brand also manufactures Pro Bowlers that don't necessarily deserve to be Pro Bowlers because they give them names.
Yeah.
Michael Gallup, I like Michael Gallup. He's a good player. It was, right? But.
Did he make the Pro Bowl?
No. I don't think so. But.
Hell no.
Michael Gallup was a name that was known in the NFL because he played for the Cowboys. If he played for Miami or Jacksonville, nobody would have any idea who he is.
But who votes on the Pro Bowl?
Fans.
Okay.
And then, I mean, yeah, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler. Is he going to throw him in there? By the way, I should say, when he says 55 Pro Bowlers, he means there have been 55 Pro Bowl selections. There have not been 55 players
named
to the Pro Bowl.
It's 11 players.
Zach Martin's been named 7 times. That contributes to the 55. Yeah. There's those. And also, he's contributing Dak's own Pro Bowl appearances to that number, too.
Well, look, I've always agreed with the notion that Dak has had enough help. That's my opinion. So I agree with Shady in that regard.
A lot of years, yeah. I think some years he hasn't, but a lot of years he has. There have been some years where he has to own it.
Yeah. So that is going to be, I'm surprised that more people did not take it to Dak Prescott this week. I didn't even think of Dak until LeSean McCoy did his usual thing on FS1. Now let's get to a little more negative. Stephen A. Smith, cut 13, Pepe. His reaction to the deal on First Take.
This dude is supposed to be a headache. You got a new coach that nobody wanted, that you elevated in Brian Schott. That's what you got right there, right? You got him, right? You got Dak Prescott, who's allergic to prosperity come playoff time, right? So we know that's going on, right? And you don't have really much of a running game because Rico Dowdle, you didn't even try to hold on to him. You went and got this brother Williams from Denver, right? Because he was half the price. I mean, instead of $6 million, we're only going to play $3 million. I mean, just stop the presses. What a big move for our running game, right? Which basically means you're going to be passing the ball all day long. And the more you pass, the more it sets the stage for Dak Prescott to make a mistake when it matters most. Congratulations to the Cowboys. I'm sure it looks good on paper, as it always does. I'm sure the Dallas Cowboy faithful is looking
you
around.
You already planning for their downfall?
Yeah, give them a break.
We ain't even been to OTAs yet.
It's easy.
So there it is. Easy prediction. This is easy for him to land every year, too, because mathematically, just saying, a team will lose. They'll end up getting knocked out in the playoffs. That's an easy thing to do, but this is the bit.
Yeah, and this is, he's riding high right now. You got to think, he's got Cowboys news right here. He's got the Knicks with the two comebacks against the Celtics. That dude,
$20 million contract.
He could barely,
running for president.
He could barely
soap operas.
He could barely contain his giggling on set yesterday when they came to him for the Knicks stuff. Like, you just saw him. He's just like, he's loving it. This is peak Stephen A. Smith time. So yeah, you knew he was going to lean into his take right here.
What's the Dak QB list that had you flummoxed?
Where he lands on the power rankings of all the quarterbacks in the National Football League. He comes in at...
Who came out? Who was desperate enough in this offseason to come out with their first top 10 quarterback list?
It was CBS. CBS did it.
So if it was CBS, it was... what's his name?
Prisco?
No, it's the other...
Cody Benjamin.
Yep, that's him.
I don't know who that is.
He's an idiot. They've got 80 writers, and I knew it was that one.
More on Cody at 9 a.m. in Worst Take.
Yes.
Because it's part of this. But Dak is at 14. 14. That is the ranking for him. It says he can put up
after
numbers.
After the trade?
Yeah. He can put up numbers with the best of them when healthy, doing all the little things well for the pocket. The problem is, despite the absence of a defining late-year surge, he is consistently off the field. They've played 26 games since the year 2020 without Dak Prescott.
So let's get the names. One through Dak.
One through Dak?
Yeah.
13 is C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Justin Herbert at 12. Baker at 11. Brock at 10. Goff at 9. Love at 8. Stafford at 7. Mahomes at 6.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Allen at 5. Lamar, Joe Burrow.
Wait a second. You just named everyone.
I know.
You named Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. That's
why it's part of my worst take.
There's no other top three list that anyone has in the league.
Well, they're in our division. Hurts at 2, Jaden at 1.
Okay. So when I say this guy's an idiot.
One.
He
just accomplished what he wanted. He got his name mentioned.
He has name mentioned.
Jaden won.
The first line of it is recency bias? ? Sure, that's the line.
Wow, that will be the craziest quarterback list of the entire offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing else will even come close.
And you know what? And yeah, because the craziest part of that is not Dak at 14. I disagree with Dak at 14. I don't blame anyone who right now this heading into the season will put Dak in that area roughly right now, because there's just he had the injury, he wasn't playing well last year to start, and there's going to be questions about it. I think
a lot of top 10 quarterbacks. We tried to figure this out when you're out.
Are the first one the top 10.
No, but we were like
Chop and I both had Dak in our top 10. Peyton didn't. Old we were W.I. like, Peyton. You know,
we always say, oh, he's a top 10 quarterback, and they're like, but we said that about like 20 guys. Like, so how many are there actually in the top 10? Because if you go, like, it's hard to figure out your 10, because I mean, this thing's got Stroud at 13.
Yeah. Look, when you get in a Baker stat, right now you could make, I'd take Dak over Baker. You can make a Baker argument. Herbert is overrated. You can make your Herbert argument. You can do it with Stafford, guys like that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's a lot of guys that you can make an argument for to be in there. Purdy's an interesting one. Where do you slot him? Do you slot Goff? Love.
Man, I forgot. I'm looking at our lists from back a couple months ago. I forgot how bad Peyton's list was. Holy cow. It's really bad.
Oh.
Wow, 1 to 10, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Fine. Okay, we all had the same top four. Hurts, Goff, Daniels, Stafford, Love,
Hey, Baker. Slow down. Hurts won the Super Bowl.
At 5.
Goff.
Goff.
Daniels.
One seed.
Stafford. Well, Love. Baker.
Why is that bad?
Because it doesn't have Brock Purdy in it.
Okay.
That's top 10 quarterback.
That's top 10 quarterback. I mean, come on.
Peyton, this is why he's W.I. Peyton. He had the highest ranking for Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts on this list.
He called Jaden Daniels before the season?
No, this was a couple months ago. This was like March when we did this.
All right, so we've done two quarterback all season lists. I'm making fun of CBS. All right, final.
Ours are good. They're not Cody Benjamin stupid.
Final Stephen A. clip with a prediction for Cowboy fans after the trade.
This is what they want. They got to steal the headlines. They stole the headlines during Super Bowl week. They're going to try to steal. Now they're stealing it during the NBA playoffs. Fine. It's all yours. They're going to make headlines, and you're going to see Dallas Cowboy fans everywhere. Pickens with CeeDee Lamb, and Dak is back healthy. You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? Oh, it's beautiful. It's just set up for right now. At least they're not going to stink in September. They're going to go back to teasing us into believing that they're relevant and right up until around Christmas time or so, a little bit after. And then after that, they plummet. Wait for it. Just be patient.
So there it is.
Does he not get, like, when he's talking about, all these headlines, like, you are in the news. You are a show that literally drives headlines. There's headlines on the little graphic that you have. So when you're talking about, all these headlines, you're creating them right now. You are participating in that. You are one of the drivers of those headlines, and yet you're mocking that being the case.
Well, all the mocking and all the cheering, all of that is just fake.
I know. It's
but people react to it.
It's a show.
People still react to it. So there it is, a little inside the star on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for. Yes, she was
an American. All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley on Friday, May 30th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, do you want a UFC fighter versus the gorilla, or do you want Kanye storming off?
UFC.
Let's start it off with the junk drawer.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
Did you guys have this discussion while I was out? 100 versus 1?
We did.
We did.
And what did you end up picking?
The gorilla.
The gorilla.
Okay, I'm going to go 100.
Really? Because here's the problem. It's the you can only get 8 at a time to try and beat him up.
That's a good point. Okay, then not maybe, enough surface eight? Area for like 50
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 might be high. It might be 4.
We've got a. Let me see if I've still got your favorite player or one of your favorite players. One of your favorite quotes. The Jake Ferguson audio, like with his thought process, you will love it. I'm gonna try and find it and send it to
you. Now, I guess if you're saying I'm allowed to have like a lasso. A couple lassos.
No
there.
Weapons.
No weapons. Yeah, and I guess a lasso would be considered a weapon because if you had the lasso, now you're onto something.
Bones Jones was asked by TMZ who wins.
Everyone's been talking about this online, 100 versus 1 against a silverback. You saw that.
Yeah, I saw
but
that.
But there's guys like a lot of...
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host...
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Guys online that got you as like
as their 100
as one of the 100.
That's a good pick. I'd love to be one of the 100. I think it's such a funny topic though. It's like everyone's so serious about fighting this damn gorilla.
Poor guy, right?
What did the gorilla do to
what
us?
What did he do?
What did he do? Yeah, that's a funny debate. 100 man definitely beats up a gorilla. And when you think about the intelligence of the human being,
we've
conquered the planet, so. The animals on it shouldn't be a problem to us.
Well, my question is this. How much help would you need? And could you solo, like, using all your techniques, you know?
Definitely not solo. I would need a lot of help, but I think you get a bunch of the guys from the NFL roster, a bunch of the heavier guys from the UFC roster, and we have that thing down in no time.
Where are you coming in?
Where am I coming in?
Third wave?
Nah, let me lead the pack.
Let me lead
the pack, yeah. I'd like to be a part of the first wave if we did that.
I like it.
That's so funny. What a topic, huh?
All right, so there's Bones saying, I want to be on the first wave, and the 100 would win.
Man, it would have to be a very well-trained fighter. But the strength of the gorilla, I mean, the average gorilla has a strength of like 10-plus men.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. Like, I just imagine anybody who's trying to punch a gorilla is not even wearing him down.
He's all right, Bobby, let's go from gorillas to raccoons.
All right, this is my favorite story this week because this is a police officer who was just not able to contain himself when he made he pulled over a woman after he had seen her participating in some illegal drug activity. He had spotted her, so he pulled this woman over. This is actually from, I'm trying to see where this was, I believe this was from Ohio. Yeah, Springfield Township. They're eating the dogs. Well, they're not eating the raccoons, apparently. This was a woman who was pulled over and had a raccoon in her front seat, and this cop, you'll see the video on the fan cam and you'll hear the audio here, this cop just could not contain his laughter when he saw the raccoon in the front seat.
Oh. Hey.
What?
Come here.
Hello.
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Has what?
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
That's evidence.
Well, I don't want him to have
that.
Well,
that's why I'm going to do it. Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on Arlington. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
Is that what that is?
A few minutes?
Yeah. Okay. This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
The raccoon's playing with her meth pipe.
All right.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke. smoking.
It's so good.
The raccoon literally, his little paws are holding the pipe and putting it up to his mouth. And he's like, this raccoon is trying to smoke this meth pipe.
Was that an officer talking?
Yeah, that's an officer on his body cam just cracking up talking to the other officer by the car.
He's like, that's evidence now.
Yeah.
That's evidence.
Because this old woman, like the mother of the woman who got pulled over, was trying to like take it away from the raccoon. He's like, nope, don't touch it. And she's like, well, I don't want the raccoon to have it either. He's like, well, I'll deal with it. But he could not stop giggling about it.
So good. So good. What do women want?
Ooh.
What do they really want?
Good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. A very good movie. This is from, so there's a infidelity site out there, not Ashley Madison. The other one's called Illicit Encounters. I shouldn't be broadcasting the names of these people. I would be the cause of all kinds of marriages breaking up.
Have a good day at school, kids.
Given these these websites out, but they proudly present themselves as a place for these kinds of activities. They surveyed the 2,000 women to distinguish the physical attributes they found most attractive in a man. Okay, the number one was a muscular physique.
Makes sense.
The number two, yeah, because if you're looking for something that's like, Not a life partner, but like something for fun on the side. The muscular physique, right? Like in shape, right? I guess. But the number two, bald head.
Whoa.
A bald man is number two. It beat out dark hair. It beat out curly hair. It beat out blonde hair. It beat out the man bun, Eric Chiafalo.
Wow.
Former man bun. Former man bun guy, Alec Medford, and your long flowing locks.
So Kevin Hagelin.
Kevin Hagelin, that is it. So the Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Bruce Willis, Jason Statham, Terry Crews, the bald man is number two on the list.
See, you asked yesterday.
I'm stunned.
You said, would you rather be 5'6 or bald at 25? I guess bald at 25 is the answer.
Yeah.
Slam dunk.
Number three, blue eyes. Number four, beard.
Blue eyes. Oh, and then a beard.
And a beard. A beard. So... and then the rest of the physical, dark hair, curly hair, high cheekbones.
Yes.
Then you got green eyes, chest hair, tattoos, and piercings.
Oh, chest hair.
Round out the top 10.
Okay.
Yep.
I wish you were here during the days when he said he'd never get rid of his goatee, ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Well, what I meant by that was like clean shaven. I can't go clean shaven.
I've already been here for a lot of I'm never going to do things from chopping.
Oh, yeah.
He ends up doing. So that's it. You mentioned the infidelity angle here. There's an issue with infidelity. Now, a woman has filed for divorce in Greece after ChatGPT told her to. So I guess in Greece, they've got this thing. I've never heard of this. I'm sure other people have. Have you guys ever heard of tassiography?
No.
So tassiography, it's according to Google, a divination or fortune-telling method that interprets patterns in tea leaves. I guess that's where reading the tea leaves comes from. Coffee grounds or wine sediment. So this woman in Greece had taken her husband's coffee grounds. She took a picture of it. She asked ChatGPT. She uploaded it and said, hey, ChatGPT, read this for me. Give me your read on his coffee grounds. Tell me what this will do. And ChatGPT told her that her husband was having an affair with a younger woman who was determined to tear their family apart. So did she laugh about this? Did she chuckle at it? No. She immediately told her husband he needed to get out of the house. She started telling their children, their two children, that they were getting a divorce. Mommy and daddy are getting a divorce here. And he thought, surely she's going to come down from this. The next day, this husband got a phone call from a lawyer saying, hey, this is the process you're going through. So he is now divorced, 12 years of marriage, down the drain, two kids, all because ChatGPT read his coffee grounds and said, I think he's hooking up with a younger lady.
So my wife and her family, they fight about this stuff all the time.
Like
these readings.
Oh, yeah. Are they called mediums? They're called mediums.
There's mediums. There's other Hispanic terms for it. Black magic, rub the egg to get rid of it. All this stuff. And there's some people who take this really, really far, man. Like, you sit down, you watch some of these dating reality shows, and they sit down with the fortune teller or the reader, and it's in their mind. Like, oh, who are you messing with?
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting there saying that there's some other spirit out. These people are crooks. Y'all need to be thrown in jail. I could do it. I always say I could do PR work. I could write country lyrics. I could be a medium. It's so easy. They take advantage of tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Someone that you love is talking to you and they're proud of you. That's all you got to say. And then you take their money. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. But there's some people who believe in it so much, the spirit of it. I got to fight with my father-in-law all the time.
I would do a palm reading just to see. I would do one.
You know, when people...
I have no idea what it means.
Let me challenge that saying. When people go, I know it like the back of my hand. Who knows the back of their hand? I can't tell you anything about it. What does that mean?
Could you...
I have no idea. What does that mean? I can't tell you how many lines. I can't tell where the lines are running. I can't tell you anything about the back of my hand.
Could you pick another part of your body out of a lineup?
Underneath my left arm is my birthmark. It looks like a country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a brown birthmark.
Which country?
I was trying to think of the one. That RJ.
Switzerland? Like Switzerland?
No, the other week I was trying the access.
The only thing I can do.
One of the accesses, Chris Navar. Countries.
I got some, like, I don't know what it is. When I straighten my hands, I've got this one spot on my left hand that, like, is this little pale circle. Like, it will not color like the rest of my hand. That's the only thing that I...
Like, I know it like the back of my hand. Are we talking about the top part?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the back.
Yeah.
But what do you know about it? You don't know anything about it. Peyton's looking at his in there.
Left hand, easy. I got the bust up finger. That's okay. Easy. The okay. Right hand?
Nothing.
Hey, I know my right palm pretty well.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. You're listening to the Commercial Free Expressway, and it is the Junk Drawer to give you some laughs, hopefully heading into your weekend on DFW Sports Station. Was that all on that story?
Yeah, just that. She ended up dumping her husband because of ChatGPT.
I got to play you Kanye.
All right.
So Kanye sits down with Piers Morgan for this interview, and shocker, it abruptly ends over Twitter followers.
I watch what you put out on X. You got 32 million followers, so you're one of the most followed people.
See, wait. Now look right now. You're not gonna take inches off my dick, bro. Like, how many followers do I have?
Well, how many is it?
I think you could do the study. You got a whole staff over there.
I thought it was 32 million. How many is it? You obviously know.
I mean, no, I mean, don't help them out, you know.
I'm told it's 33 million now, so congratulations. You're slightly bigger following than I thought.
No, congratulations, your information is correct. You're not just some, you know, dude trying to sub. You know, I'm a gift, bro. You know what I mean? Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals or when your child was born? You know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just take all this time to just, like, that nuance right there. It's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in the art that I put out.
With all due respect, what are you talking about? I haven't said anything.
What are you talking about? It's 30... Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
I've played your music.
No, sir. This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
So
I'm a gift, bro.
Taking inches off my... You're not going to take inches off me. 32 versus 33 million Twitter followers sets off Kanye, leading to him storming off the set. Slater sent us this. It's just, it's funny for this purpose.
It's funny for this.
But it's sad.
It is sad.
Really is sad. He's got this little minion that, that he's just surrounded himself by little minions that he pays. He's got his little minion sitting there to the side, just stone face. The whole thing is sad.
Well, his minion was even going to, like, speak up, and he goes, no, don't help him.
Yeah.
Don't help him. He's got a research team.
I love that Kanye, who's on the run that he's on right now, is talking about Piers Morgan spreading hate.
I know.
That's pretty rich.
Kanye's nuts, man.
It's a shame that Kanye has that much money to continue to just conduct himself.
He's doing, like, he's on a run of hate. He really is. It's
like he's making Antonio Brown look sane.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
There's a separation that has occurred.
He really is like a genius musically. Like he truly is. And you know, if you go through history, there's a lot of geniuses that are a little bit like there's something. There's so great
fields,
there. Yeah, there's something missing somewhere else.
Yeah, look
at
me.
And with Kanye, there you go. Right, with Kanye, what's missing? Yeah, you're missing hands.
Ah.
You're missing it. Kanye's missing like something up there.
It's gotten worse.
I think it changed. Like, yeah, if you watch the documentary, he's a different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I mean,
Netflix was good. I think it was Netflix.
I saw this video on Instagram the other day. I put it on my story. It was this guy doing a skit where he walks in and he's listening to Kanye music, and he goes, he's tweeted again. And he goes, I can't hear you. The music, it kind of drowns out everything else about Kanye, you know? And then he goes, no, it doesn't.
Junk Drawer continued here on 105.3 The Fan.
I really hate squatters. I think there's, I don't know that I despise something. I think the only thing I hate more than squatters is the squatter's law.
But you love Gen Z, and I feel like Gen Z is kind of a squatter's mentality.
They just stay at home?
I feel like the squatters are not typically like millennials. I feel like that's a Gen Z thing.
This Chicago guy he was selling his house. Right? He's got a house. He's selling the house. He had already bought a new house, so he moves in a new house. And the house he had is on the market to be sold. The realtor has a potential buyer. They go to the house. The realtor calls and was like, someone's here. Someone's living here. They're watching TV. And he's like, what? No one's living there. So this couple that was in the house went to like a Kinko's or something, FedEx, and printed off a fake mortgage statement fake title. And they've been living there. And the cops come like, well, they're squatters. We can't do anything about it. So this guy decides he's going to move in with them. So he just takes the house. He moves into the house, into his own house, with his family, and is trying to force this family out. They just stay in their room. They're not leaving. He finally says, okay, I'll pay you to get out. And they said $8,000. He goes, no. He's trying to get them down. They finally settle. He pays them $4,300 to get out of his house. The fact that this is even a thing blows my mind.
It's like the ransomware epidemic where like people put malware in company software and then they just go like, hey, you're not going to get this out unless you just pay. A lot of people end up paying it and there's really nothing that can be done about it. This just seems so stupid. It seems like there would be such an easy legislative fix for this that just hasn't happened yet. And I don't know why. It's ridiculous.
There's like castle law come into play here.
What is that?
You want to like just walk in and shoot them?
If they're in your house.
But how do you, it's not been settled whose house it is.
What was the shooting that you sent last night? What do y'all sent?
The shooting.
I'll find it. And what do you
mean? Oh, the Virginia teenager with the TikTok prank. Yeah, it was. So we were talking the other day during Ask Reddit about like the TikTok era of all the pranks and different stuff like that is ultimately probably going to come to an end one day when people start checking it a little bit. And that's what happened in Virginia. So a Virginia teenager was going around with his buddies, an 18-year-old, and they were doing this ding-dong ditch prank. I don't know if it was as simple as just we're ding-dong ditching and running off and filming it, or if there was something a little more involved in that. But they were running around doing this at 3 a.m. over the weekend in Virginia, and one of these boys, this 18-year-old, had done it and started running off, and the homeowner, I guess, came out and shot him dead right there in the front yard. And so he's being charged with second-degree murder. It's not first degree, so I...
Did not enter the home.
It did not enter the home, and so I don't know...
Because someone had told me someone can break into your house, and this is when I first got my gun.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can come in your house, but if they turn around and they're leaving, and there's proof and evidence that you shoot them in the back, you can be in trouble.
Yeah, I think that's right.
They're like, it doesn't matter. Technically, they're in... Oh, they're like turning to leave or walking out.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is. That's what I was told.
Yeah, in certain states, I know that that's like the way the law is. I don't know if it is here in Texas, but I know in like certain states, it's absolutely like, hey, if they are leaving and they're safely departing, you don't kill them because the threat's gone. It's not there anymore. But yeah, this 18-year-old was shot dead by a 27-year-old homeowner, Tyler Chase Butler, and he is now in custody right now. But I mean, it was a TikTok prank.
Wow.
Ringing on the doorbell, stepped out, and now he's dead.
So if I'm robbing a house, I just need to like, this is not...
Just walk in backwards the whole way.
Exactly.
Just walk backwards.
Exactly.
Just walk through the house.
Yeah, exactly. This is not, that's not a life hack, y'all. Kids, that's not a life hack.
Warning.
Walk back like this. I got my guns like this and I'm walking backwards like that.
You're holding a mirror up or your phone.
Yeah,
you can see a rear view
off your shoulder. Yeah, off your phone like this and then the gun in the other hand pointing backwards. Like maybe that's what the clown should have done.
That's the clown should. Let's go to Cahoes, New York. I live right by this place.
Oh, with the Cahoes.
Right. Well, all the Cahoes were there.
The pimps and hoes.
This guy in a clown mask was beaten. So what happened was this guy was walking his mom to the car, and she was going to go pick up this dude's daughter. And he sees a dude in a blue sports jersey and a clown mask walking down the street. He's like, that's weird. And then somebody screams, call the cops, call the cops. So they run over, and this clown has a clown mask on and a chainsaw. And... that caused the fight.
Let me be RJ technical here. Better call Saul.
Did it have a chain on it?
No. What's the exact crime? Can I walk on a street with a clown mask? Yes. Can I walk down the street with a chainsaw? Probably. Now, I agree. I think you're being a menace to society. I don't know if that's an actual rule or just a movie, but I agree this person should be tackled and taken down. Stop acting like a jackass out there, but what's the crime?
He was charged with three offenses. Two were possession of a weapon. One, the chainsaw. Another one, a metal knuckle knife that he had on his person. And the third was that he menaced someone with the chainsaw.
There it is. Menaced. See, so if I have a chainsaw, if I have a chainsaw in my garage.
I suppose that's in your garage. That's okay. If you chase your neighbor with it, it's bad.
See, was he chasing someone?
No, but he menaced someone. It didn't say what that means.
Menaced.
We had this issue the last two Halloweens in Flower Mound. Like over in our area, there was this kid, this big kid who was dressing up in like Halloween gear, but he was like standing in front of people's houses and just like staring in there, like before Halloween, a couple days before and stuff. And it was one of those things where people were starting to freak out. And they're like, if he comes, I don't know who this is, but people were talking about like, hey, if this guy comes up onto my property, I'm shooting him. And so it was one of those things where, like, again, you start playing around a little bit. There may not be a law against it, but you're putting yourself in danger.
It's the commercial-free expressway with the Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway and the junk drawer and all your awesome messages on the fan cam, Twitch, and the YouTube here on DFW Sports Station, along with the Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. Game two tonight. Let's preview the Stars with the color analyst of the Winnipeg Jets, Mitchell Clinton. Kevin Hagelin joins us next, live on the fan cam, to preview game two right after this.